This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, change of gears here. When it comes to internet speeds, faster is almost universally considered better. I mean, when was the last time you heard about somebody moving to a slower connection, right? But is faster worth the extra money you pay? And also, do we need faster? The Wall Street Journal tested the premise. Shalini Ramachandran headed the project for the Journal. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first of all, can we talk methodology here? How did the Journal go about this this research?
So it was pretty unique. We decided that we were going to get 53 of our journalists to put devices in their homes with this proprietary software that was created by researchers at Princeton University and the University of Chicago. And it's kind of a hard problem to figure out. What speeds do your applications perform at? And how does the speed tier you pay your internet service provider for affect the performance of the big applications that we tend to use?
All right. So what then did you find as you did this research? And I should say you were a guinea pig too, right? I read this piece and,
I was, and
you were in it. Yeah. So is it true that you get better, let's break it down, you get better HD and better streaming if you pay more for more bits per second?
What we find is not really. Basically, we saw that there was little improvement in resolution, which means getting the highest level of HD called 1080p when you paid for these faster speeds. And we found that the difference in the time it takes for your Netflix to start up is less than a second. And it's even smaller for YouTube and Amazon Video.
All right, so look, here comes the deeply cynical consumer advocacy question, and that is, are these internet service providers just snowing us with these packages of a gazillion megabits per second?
Well, what I will say is that they are definitely pushing faster speeds on consumers based on the premise that faster is better.
Yeah.
Really, for most of these normal things that we tend to do in a typical household, we don't need these super fast speeds. One thing that providers often say is, well, if you have multiple devices in a household and you have tons of people streaming at once, you probably need a faster speed.
Right.
So we wanted to test whether that was true. And so we asked all of our journalists to stream, you know, 5, 6, or 7 things at once. What we found was that the users who had speeds of 100 megabits per second or higher, so these are like premium users, who streamed 7 things at once, they only had used a median speed of 7.1 megabits per second.
Wow. So some huge percentage of their capacity is not being used.
That's right. So we're basically paying for a bunch of fallow pipe.
that's a good line, fallow pipe. Okay, but look, what if... And this is the way things are going, right? We're going to get the Internet of Things where our refrigerators are connected and our cars are connected. And we're not going to have just 7 devices in a house streamer. We're going to have, you know, 52. What about then? Maybe soon, someday?
That's possible. I mean, when we went to the companies with our study, they said, well, look, their applications like Ultra HD gaming, 4K, it's just been this thing that's supposed to be coming for a long time. But there's this idea that, well, we're helping consumers future-proof themselves.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you have to pay for it now. I mean, even if you have a smart fridge or devices that will turn on and off your lights over the internet, these things use very small pings of capacity.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, you're probably not using all 40 of them at once.
Right, right. So this is part of a whole series that the Journal is doing on internet speeds and pricing and how it's paid for. We all kind of, it's a little bit like cell phones, right? We all pay different internet bills and who's in charge of this? And I mean, what's going on there?
Well, internet pricing is an unregulated marketplace, and we found in a study that we did of 200, we read 200 internet bills. It was a little excruciating,
yeah,
I have to say, but we saw that for 100 megabits per second, you could pay anything from $25 a month to $105 a month, and neighbors can be paying different prices for the same speed. And we've asked people to send in their bills to checkmybill@wsj.com, and we've gotten a lot of responses so far. It's something that has been difficult for even the government to study. In fact, one professor we interviewed for the story said, in terms of legal markets, this might be one of the more opaque ones.
I'll tell you what, the Wall Street Journal graphics team did a great job on this one. Some really cool graphics in this piece about internet speed. You should check it out. Shalini Ramachandran at the Journal helped write it. Shalini, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.